Hey, Power Achievers, here are some of the freebies and great discounts we have for you that are provided by our sponsors just for you listening to Designing Your Life Today. First of all, I want to remind you to develop the best plans for your life and for your business by getting the information that you need, and you can do that by signing up for our newsletter, Power Up Today. Just go to designingyourlifetoday.com, and you'll see it right there in the menu section. Click on Power Up Today. You can see samples of our newsletter, and you can sign up absolutely free. As I said, we've got some great discounts for you, and even some freebies from our sponsors. This week, our sponsors are One-in-One Websites. They're still hanging out with us. You can get domain names and hosting for as little as 99 cents as an introductory price, and you're going to love that deal. Also, you know what? It's really difficult to be in good shape unless you know how to eat properly. Well, Cooking Light Diet will help you with that. They will plan your meals, among other things. Get lots of great tips, get lots of free downloads and handouts that you can use to take with you when you go to certain restaurants and more. You can check this out at designingyourlifetoday.com/savings and sources. And Fabletics, they're my favorite workout clothes. I have been a fan of Fabletics now for almost a year, and I love wearing their leggings, and their outfits are so nice until they don't even look like workout clothes sometimes. But you can check them out for yourselves and get the discounts that go with that. Get your first set of workout clothes for $25. They normally range from $49.99 to $79.99. So check those out. Find out more information by going to Savings and Sources. We got you some really great discounts, you guys, as well as some really good freebies. So check out this week's goodies at designingyourlifetoday.com/savings and sources. That's designingyourlifetoday.com/savings and sources. Okay, it's showtime.
Enjoy listening to Designing Your Life Today, featuring Pat Counsell, the show that inspires you to live from a position of power and win by increasing your wealth, improving your health, and by building fruitful relationships. It's all about doing life with power.
Hello, Power Achievers. This is Pat Counsell, and this is Wonderful Wednesday on Designing Your Life Today. This is the day where we find out different ways to build rewarding relationships and make life wonderful. We also discover ways to connect with that authentic personal power that exists within each of us. And also, later on today's show, you're going to get more insight into releasing your personal best by discovering those irrefutable principles of success. You know, those universal laws that no matter what you do, they're not going to break for you. They're not going to bend for you. And once you align with them, it will deliver the best that life has to offer you. So we have a brand new principle for you today. Our topic for today is how fear stops personal growth through relationships. So we're going to learn some more about relationships and really how to cultivate those fruitful relationships and what it all means when it comes to getting your best life and getting really what you want from life. Okay, let's talk a little bit about this whole fear thing. You guys know we're on a roll and we are learning more and more about fear. And the more you know about fear, the more you can really have better control over your life and, of course, over your destiny. Because the truth of the matter is that being able to deliver and maintain relationships that will help you reveal your most authentic self, that's really necessary if you want to reach a point where you're making consistently valuable contributions into your life and also into the lives of others, your friends, your family members, and co-workers, or anybody, just a stranger that you don't even know. Because listen, we are all connected, whether you believe it or not. So if you're not where you want to be, if you haven't been achieving those amazing goals that you set, then perhaps consider the role that your relationships may be playing in preventing your success, or consider the role that you're playing when it comes to those relationships and how you may be using the relationships to stifle your own success. But today we are going to learn about something about that and how to prevent that. I am actually going to share five concepts and ideas that you can use that will help you realize how fear can interfere with your growth process through relationships, and kind of give you a little bit of insight as to what you can do about it. So we are going to open up and get some really good strategies today. And I'm going to give you four questions that you can ask yourself so that you can really determine what's going on as it relates to your relationship. So today we're going to get that insight into kind of how to discern the value of each of our relationships, and because it really is worth looking at those relationships. So you might be surprised about as to what some relationships mean, and you will also get some insight as to how to maximize on your relationships and your connections to other people. And when I say you might be surprised, some of the people that perhaps we push away are the people that maybe we should bring a little bit closer to us. So first of all, I want to kind of let you guys know that regardless of the types of relationships that you have in your life or that you're connected to now, no one outside of yourself is to blame for you not achieving your goals, because no one can stop you from achieving success or reaching your goals unless you let them. So you actually have to, whether you're doing it consciously or unconsciously, you have to actually give someone permission to stop you from excelling and going towards your highest and best life and living that life in a manner that that will excite you so that you can make your valuable contributions and, of course, reap the rewards of that. So I wanted to, that's my little beware, my caveat. You guys know periodically I give you the warnings, and that's the one for today's show. Now, first of all, when it comes to relationships, relationships are really designed to help us see ourselves. So sometimes we forget that this is the purpose of relationships. We make the relationship kind of all about what a person isn't doing for us and how a person should interact with us. And we forget that, listen, it's kind of a two-way street, first of all. But secondly, that you are connecting to these people or this person for a reason. Now, does that mean that this person is supposed to stay in your life? Sometimes yes, until death do you part, and sometimes no. And of course, because of divorce, they don't always stay until death do you part. Not here to judge, just pointing out the obvious. So relationships are designed to help us see ourselves, and we learn about our strengths, our weaknesses. We learn about areas in our life that need our attention. So this is kind of what we want to pay attention to when it comes to our relationships. So what makes a productive relationship? Well, one that helps you push forward and upward until you blossom or continue to blossom. And so, and that's just kind of one aspect of it. And of course, given the length of time that we have on the show, that I want to make sure that you understand that this is not just it in a nutshell. But today you will get enough information that will help you to look at your relationships kind of differently, or kind of put it in its proper perspective so you can understand. And in some cases, it's probably going to help you breathe a lot easier. You're going to feel a lot better about yourself and a lot better about life. Now, the thing about relationships is that relationships can push us to release our highest and best self, or they can push us to the point where we go in the opposite direction and we do absolutely nothing. So let's talk a little bit about that. And having mentioned that, I just want to say this. Sometimes we think that because a relationship is the person telling us what we want to hear, the person catering to every single need that we have, that and giving us like those warm fuzzies that we need, which we all need that at some point in time. But we think that this means that that these are the only types of relationships that we should have, and these are the good relationships, and anyone who brings anything else into our lives is just not a good thing. A lot of times you hear from motivational speakers that if someone's negative, you want to get away from them, and the truth of the matter is, I don't disagree with that wholeheartedly, but here's the thing. Think about this. If every positive person stayed within themselves, and all the negative people stayed within themselves, or people with negative behavior, people with positive behavior, and no one ever connected, they kind of tried to separate themselves. Well, how would the people who understand about positivity and being productive and being successful, how could they possibly be an example and help perhaps some of the people who don't know that they're negative, or who don't know that they need help, or who don't know, who don't have that insight at this point in time because they're in the process of developing, but something happened. My point is that we're all connected. And it doesn't mean that, no, I don't agree with staying around a person who's negative all the time. Okay, first of all, it's boring. Secondly, it's annoying. And third, yeah, that stuff will get on you like a disease. And before you know it, you're talking that noise too. So my point I'm making here is that before you totally disconnect and run away from anybody who says something negative, you want to really make them aware of the fact that they're being a little negative, and that there's another way, or give them your perspective. And you don't necessarily have to correct them, because these are adults, you know, but you can make people aware of things in a way such that they recognize, wow, I'm super negative and I need to switch that way of thinking. You see, there are different types of people that come into our lives that will help us to kind of become our very best. You know, the Proverbs tells us that iron sharpens iron. So sometimes we forget that when iron and iron sharpening iron, it's rubbing together, it creates some kind of heat, some kind of friction. So my point is that life is not always about everything being so smoothly and everybody being so nice and so warm and so loving to you. Sometimes some of our greatest kind of growth spurts, personal growth spurts, come as a result of dealing with people that are not mean people, or people who are emotionally abusive. Now, in that case, I have zero tolerance for that. Just like, get away from them. But my point is, okay, I'm being a little bossy, right? All right, not to boss you, but yeah, get away from him. Let's go on. Anyway, the point that I'm making here is that we think that if you think that everybody who's like really smiling and nice to you, that that's all you need, perhaps you are not getting everything that you need. So how do you know that? The way you know that is you just look at where you are as it relates to your goal achievement. Look at where you are in your life. Look at what kind of improvement you are going through and where you're headed. That's going to tell you a lot about the people that you are surrounding yourself with. You know, I'll give you a really quick story here. It's been about a year, I reconnected with some of my classmates on Facebook, and we're talking about classmates from like first, second, and third grade. And I'm amazed that, you know, they remembered me, and I'm amazed I remembered them. So we remembered each other. But then I found out that they get together quarterly, a group of them. And I thought, what do you talk about when you get together? Well, they talk about the good old days. Well, here's the thing. Plants don't grow in the ground, so to speak. In other words, they don't blossom underground, they blossom above ground, and they keep going up. Or I should say a tree, which is a better example. It keeps growing up, and it doesn't blossom in the ground and go down, or it doesn't blossom by constantly going backwards, which means it would go down into the ground. It constantly goes up, and it goes out, and it goes forward. And as it does, it gets more branches, it gets more leaves, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So my point I'm making here is that while that is fun to do sometimes, but to do it every single quarter and to hang out every single quarter just to go to the past and spend life in the past, well, yeah, that's kind of boring, first of all. And secondly, there's not a lot of personal growth that's going to take place in that particular arena. Now, I'm not saying that you can't do that, but I'm saying it depends on your goals and where you're going in life. Now, if the group gets together just to help, you know, move each other forward, whole nother ballgame. But in this case, they want to get together and constantly talk about first, second, and third grade. You know what? I've been out of first grade so long. Gee, I don't even know. But anyway, let's just press on. So the point I'm making here is that there are different types of relationships, and you want to be able to discern who's going to be there to help you, or who is helping you versus who is perhaps hindering you or stopping you. So let's look at some of the ways that fear can interfere with your growth process through relationships. Because here's the thing. Is that when you're looking at these relationships and you're expecting certain things, and it's not going your way, usually fear steps in and fear convinces you that it's all bad, it's all negative, and run while you still can. Now, coming up, we are going to talk about how fear can be your ally in that respect. I'm going to do just a whole show on, you know, how fear can be your ally. But in this case, you really want to kind of process your relationships in a manner such that you see them as they truly are and why these relationships are in your life. So let's get five ways that fear can interfere with your growth process through relationships. Now, the first one is that, you know, fear can cause us to push the right people away and embrace the wrong people. Here's the thing about every single relationship that we encounter. Some people will stay in your life for every bit of 10 to 15 minutes that you meet in passing, if that long, and some people will stay in your life for years to come. And there are people who stay in your life and they're like the thorn that doesn't seem to go away. Well, first of all, they're staying there because you're allowing it to happen. But let's look a little deeper than that, or let's go beyond that. They perhaps are staying there, and you're perhaps letting them stay there because somewhere inside you know that there is something that is meant to come forward in you and out of you that will take you to your highest and best self. So keep in mind that every single person in your life is there to help you evolve. So that's actually why we are all here. We're here to help each other evolve, to help each other to grow to that next level, to bring out our best. For example, that person that really gets on your nerves and pushes your buttons the most, that can actually be the one who's there to help you learn how to establish boundaries in your life, or to take a look at your belief system and to recognize how your belief system has held you back from being your highest and best, from growing to that next level and getting to where it is you truly want to be, or you truly need to be, based on these amazing gifts and talents that you have. So recognize that every single person in your life is there to help you evolve. And I can think about some of the people that I have had relationships with, and I'm not just talking about Eros type relationships, male, female. I'm talking about relationships with friends, and I've seen where in some cases they were good friends, in other cases they were, okay, not good friends. But the ones who were so-called, or not the so-called good friends, or so-called not good friends, I realized that in order for me to make the decision that they were not the best friends for me, they were teaching me how to establish boundaries, how to set up these boundaries that said, you know what, I'm not going to allow people to stay in my life who are, first of all, detrimental to my success, secondly, have no interest in my success whatsoever, and they're only interested in criticizing me, which is going to kind of hold me back a bit. So I kind of start to open my eyes and look at things, because I'm a nice person, and way back then, and we're talking about probably about 20 years ago, and maybe a little further back, because I'm a friendly person, you know, I was looking to be friends with anybody who wanted to be my friend. And you don't want to be friends with everybody. I'm sorry, you just don't. And I, because I genuinely care about people, but even though you genuinely care about people, that still does not mean that you allow every single person to come into your life and dictate how you're supposed to live your life. People think, for example, because I do this podcast and I talk about designing your life today, you know, many times on various shows, I do mention, hey, listen, you guys, you know, I work out because I've got to work at not being extremely overweight and taking care of my body. I've got to work it up these things. And I don't know anybody who doesn't. Okay, there might be a few people who can like eat a cow and look like they ate nothing. But for the most part, I'm not one of those people. So my point is that, but people think that because I do this show that I am the person that they're supposed to like cling to because I'm going to save their life. No. That's not my function. It's not my purpose. My purpose is to share strategies that will help people achieve their goals. But they have to put them in action. So they can hang around me all day long. It's still not going to happen for them until they get to work. So my point is that we want to recognize that every single person in our lives is there to help us evolve. So who are you pushing away that you should be embracing? And who are you embracing perhaps that you should push away? Sometimes the person who's saying every single thing that you want to hear, you're not going to grow from that, hearing everything. Now, I want to put another caveat there. Don't let anybody stay in your life who constantly puts you down, who's emotionally abusive. That's a whole nother ball game. Oh, well, they're tough on me. There's a difference between iron sharpening iron and someone being tough on you versus someone who's emotionally abusive and attacking you in a way that it's just not good for you, the person. I mean, the Bible tells us to, it says to keep your heart with all vigilance, and from it flows the springs of life. So, you know, you want to guard your heart because that's where the issues of life are. So if somebody's emotionally abusive to you, that's a whole nother ball game. And you need to make sure you know what emotionally abusive is. Now, if you're eating like four pies and you are packing the fat onto your heart, you know, by the second, and someone kind of lovingly suggests that perhaps you eat a carrot, okay, that's not emotional abuse. That's somebody who wants you to live long enough to carry out the purpose for which you were put on this earth. And I can assure you, nobody's put on this earth to just eat their life away, except perhaps for those people who compete in those hot dog competitions. You ever heard of it? They just shove those hot dogs in one after the other. I'm just saying, it's great entertainment. A little gross, but still great entertainment. Okay, so that might be the exception. Anyway, let's press on. So you want to push the right people away and embrace the wrong people. The second idea that I have for you is that you only cling to one of the ways that fear can interfere with your growth process through relationships is that you only cling to your so-called own kind. You know, forgetting that we are all connected. You know, the thing about this is that scientists have kind of discovered that we all have like this one gene that connects us all, this one piece of DNA that is similar in every single one of us, regardless of your color, regardless of your gender, it's there. So that's kind of proof that we are all connected. But sometimes, because people are afraid to connect with someone that looks different from them, thinks different from them, acts differently from them, they choose to cling to their so-called own kind. And I have to say this, this is one of the things that really sometimes bugs me a little bit about, okay, bugs me a lot about the good old U.S. of A. There it is. I love this country. And as a veteran, nothing I could not be prouder than to have gone into the military and serve the country. So I'm very proud of that. But here is the thing that kind of irks me a little bit. You know, we have Black America, Hispanic America, Asian American, and then of course then there's the Caucasians. I wonder, are they called white Americans? I don't know. So my point is that it's like you're something hyphen American. And since we're all connected, can't we just be American? You know, when you see my face, I don't have to tell you that I'm African American or Black American. I don't have to tell you that. It's pretty clear that I am. So my point is that I'm an American. And so this is something that we really It causes us to kind of congregate to our so-called own kind. Okay. And you know what? We're humankind, period. And when we can understand that and learn that and recognize that regardless of race, that in every single race, there are some peanut heads, annoying people, obnoxious people, in every single race across the board. And in every single race, there's some loving people, kind people, people that have insight, people that are able to make amazing contributions that will help us all regardless of color or gender. So my point is that when we can get to that, now we can really make some great things happen. The personal growth will not only excel and take and just go to a whole nother level. What will happen is every growth in terms of our financial growth and our growth, of course, in relationships and love and our health will be better. Why? Because we're not arguing and stressing over color and worried about who's one-upping the other. I mean, really? God made this beautiful world. I'm pretty sure he knew what he was doing. He made it such that there would be enough to go around. And my greatest example of that is the orange tree. You know, I walk around my neighborhood sometimes. For those of you who may be listening for the first time, I live in Jacksonville, Florida. So we see lots of citrus trees and fruit trees. And so I look at it and then there's the tree that's bare with nothing but the green leaves. And then as time passes, the blossoms come out and then they turn to fruit. And there's so much fruit that these trees bear. There's more than enough fruit to just to the point where it starts to fall on the ground. There's an overabundance of everything. Until we start to kill it off or squander, because man has been given dominion over the earth. Well, I'm not going to get into that today, because then the show would be super long. And I do want to get to our irrefutable success principle. So my point is that wouldn't it be great if you could decide who you wanted to connect with, not because of their color, but because of what you bring to the table for them, what they bring to the table for you, how you guys can inspire each other, how you guys can actually annoy each other. Either way, it's just connection. You know what I'm saying? Of course you do. So anyway, let's go on. Now, the third way that fear can interfere with your growth process through relationships is that you follow the group instead of expressing your own personal uniqueness. Understand this. You are truly a unique soul, and you are here to express that. See, this is another issue that I have with the whole putting everybody in groups. And I got to do this. I know. I said I wasn't going to do it. I can't stop myself. Okay, I can, but I don't want to. But these politicians, and it is, you know, Washington, D.C., I get the whole census thing, but because they want to know how many people are in the country and that kind of thing. But they want to know how many African Americans, you know, Hispanic Americans, you know, the list goes on and on. So they can kind of control each group, right? And my point is, when you start to group people like that, then they start to group themselves and they forget that they are unique. See, what makes you unique is your talent, not the color of your skin. Okay, that just adds to kind of the quality of who you are and why you're here. In other words, if you are African American, whatever your talent is, you want to bring that to the forefront, and perhaps as an African American, you are perhaps representative of not taking responsibility for your all the African Americans in the country, but you are perhaps representative of excellence to anyone who sees you, okay, regardless of color. Think about Oprah Winfrey. I mean, there are people of all colors. They talk about Oprah and how successful she is and how amazing she is. And so my point is that look at your uniqueness from a soul standpoint. Okay. Not from a color standpoint. There's no way to have a really strong personal relationship of any kind and to stimulate your own personal growth until you truly express your uniqueness. I would encourage you not to let anybody put you in a box. And I've had people, you know, try and put me in a box and say, because of the color of my skin, this is what I should eat. This is how I should think. And you know how we are as a group. Well, no, I really don't, because I've got my own way of thinking. I'm just saying. And I don't work to be different. I just allow my uniqueness to come to the forefront. So I'm going to say, regardless of your gender, regardless of your color, regardless of where you are actually in the world, because people all over the world listen to this podcast, hey, make a commitment to yourself. You know, are you really being you, or are you following the group and succumbing to peer pressure just so you can make someone else happy? Oh my, that, even thinking about that, that hurts. That's not going to help you grow personally. That's going to stunt your personal growth. And as a result, it's going to make it very difficult for you to thrive and achieve those amazing goals that you set for your life. All right, let's press on. Here's another one. The way that fear can interfere with personal, your growth process through relationships is you stay away from socializing, which makes it difficult for you to truly understand yourself. See, remember, every single person in our lives is here to help us evolve. So our relationships, they mirror what's going on inside us. For example, let's go back to the person that you perhaps, you know, kind of lock heads with, and you guys are having a really, you know, kind of knockdown, drag out argument. When that happens, you will... it's important for you to look at what in them is triggering you to behave the way you're behaving. What is annoying you about that person? What is it you don't like about that person? Or what is it about that person that's really causing you to kind of have some fear about that situation? And so what I mean is that here's a great example of that. Sometimes, you know, a person can get in an argument with a friend, And they're really upset with that person. And then if you were to back up and say, now, what about this situation really bugs me about that person? You might find that what bugs you is you view them as operating outside of the lines of integrity, and not that they're robbing a bank or knocking over a fruit stand, not that, but they are saying whatever they have to say so they can be right. And they're not trying to work with you. And as a result, guess what's going to happen? You are going to learn your value system. See, we get to see what our value systems look like when we connect with other people. You know, so that is how, you know, if you're afraid to go out and socialize, and I've heard people say that I don't have a lot of friends. I don't like to hang around a lot of people because they get in your business. I'm going to help you with that one. What business do you have that people really care about that much? And if they gossip, that's their issue. Because here's the thing about gossipers. Gossipers gossip because they don't want to look at their own garbage in their backyard. So they've got issues too. And my point is, don't let someone else's negativity, someone else's behavior, undesirable behavior, cause you to stop socializing. So when you stay away from socializing, you're not going to really get to know you. We get to know ourselves when we interact with other people. Have you ever met the guy that's been married like 4 or 5 times and looking for wife number 6 or 7 or 8? I mean, have you ever met that person? And once you meet that person, you get to know them, here's what you're going to discover. You will discover that they didn't stay in a relationship long enough to get to know themselves, to get to know what's going on inside of them. And if the relationship, or once the relationship reached a point where it was time for them to learn more about themselves, they left that relationship because they didn't want to grow. They cut off the socialization and the connection of that relationship. So keep in mind that socializing, connecting with other people, it is for your benefit, and it's going to cause you to grow personally. Understand this, the more that you grow personally, the more your courage is going to come to the forefront, the more confident you're going to be, because you're going to get to see yourself in a light that is more positive. And now you say, well, what happens if I see myself and I absolutely don't like what I see? Then that's okay too, because guess what? You have the ability to change it to something more positive. The object of the game is to see it, to put the light on it. You know what happens in the dark? When it's all dark, hey, you can't see what's going on. Put some light on it. Now you can see what's going on, and you can see what you need to change, move, kick out, get rid of, whatever. Okay, but do not shy away from socializing. Okay, I just gave a bunch of you guys a reason to go out and make a date. So anyway, let's press on. Here's the final way, because I'm giving you five, not four, ways fear can interfere with your growth process through relationships. The final one that I have is we have a tendency to look to others to give us what we're missing because we're afraid to give it to ourselves. What I mean by that is people go from one relationship to the other, and I'm talking about friendships and intimate eros type relationships. They go from one relationship to another looking for love, looking to feel better about themselves, looking to feel good, but they forget that all love starts with them, that the love has to come from them. It has to go through them. See, here's how it works. This is, for those of you that hear so much about the law of attraction, and for people that keep really doing everything they can to make it work, what happens with the law of attraction is that it has to go through you, and then you're going to magnetize who and whatever you are. I'm going to tell you, if you magnetize somebody that you absolutely don't like, then you know what? It doesn't mean you're a bad person. It just means that life is working at letting you see yourself so you can go to a higher level. And I have to confess, been there, done that. Okay, because, hey, I was going to say a trailblazer. Okay, I was a trailblazer. But on the opposite side, I was a bulldozer. If I wanted things to go a certain way, I'd bulldoze my way right through that. But then I realized that power versus force. Force, not good. Power, phenomenal. So I went to the power side of life. But I would have never discovered that had I not engaged in certain relationships. So with that being said, you guys, I could go on and on about relationships, but I think you get the gist of it. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break, and then I'm going to come back and we're going to talk about the irrefutable. I'm going to give you the irrefutable success principle for today. And then we're going to kind of wrap up today's show as it relates to your personal growth through relationships. And of course, the success principle that I'm going to share with you in just a moment. We will be back. Hey, Power Achievers, before we go to our quick commercial and then go on to the irrefutable principles of success, I wanted to give you the five questions that you want to consider asking yourself when it comes to your relationships. Now, I know I said I was going to give you four, but I decided to give you five because I think these are five very important questions that you want to ask yourself. The first question is, ask, what can I learn from this relationship? And it would help you if you would write your answers down. Question number two, is there any truth to what I am learning from the person in this relationship? Question number three, how can they help me? Question number four, how can I help them? Question number five, am I using them as an excuse for the condition of my life? You want to be sure you're not blaming anyone for where you are today. You want to be sure that you're not making someone the scapegoat by causing them emotional pain because of what you went through with your parents or went through with someone else long before they ever met you. You want to really be clear about what you can learn from that relationship. Now, does it mean that every relationship that you have in your life that you've got to learn something? Not necessarily so, but I believe that every relationship that you have in your life, it should be fulfilling on some level. And fulfilling is not to be confused with fun all the time. It should be fulfilling and facilitate some kind of growth that will help you to go to the next level or give you the courage to live a more proactive life such that you can fulfill your destiny for being here on this earth. These five questions, they will help you to discover some more about your relationships and why you are connected to that person. Okay, that is all. I wanted to get that in, and I wanted to do that separately from the show, from all of the other information that I gave you, because I want you to write these questions down, write down your answers, and then put some thought into it and take the time to kind of design your life as it relates to the relationships that you have. All right, we're going to take a break here and go straight into the irrefutable principles of success. there's more to physical fitness than working out. You've got to eat right also. If you have some challenges in that area, cooking light diet can help you with that. And also, if you're a person who likes to work out or don't like to work out but want to get started, the gorgeous clothes from Fabletics will definitely inspire you to get up and get out and get going. They have some amazing workout clothes for both men and women and even children. You can find out more information and get our discount coupons to get your first outfit for $25 and also to get lots of freebies from Cooking Like Diet through Designing Your Life Today by going to designingyourlifetoday.com/savings and sources. That's designingyourlifetoday.com/savings and sources. Okay, Power Achievers, welcome back to Designing Your Life Today. This is Wonderful Wednesday. Now, our irrefutable success principle for today is the law of reflection. And it's pretty self-explanatory, but I'm not going to give you kind of the physics version of it. First of all, I didn't major in physics. Secondly, I'm not an expert in physics. But you don't have to be a, well, rocket scientist to kind of understand the law of reflection. And of course, on Designing Your Life Today, the object of the game is to understand how these universal principles and laws, how they really apply to your daily life so that you can align with them and get what you want out of life and from life. Now, the law of reflection, let's use a mirror, for example. The law of reflection, if you're looking in a mirror, the mirror is going to show you a reflection of yourself. It's going to reflect exactly an exact replica of you. And actually, it is you in a sense, but it's showing you your own reflection. So if you were to put that into life's terms, everything that you have in your life, it is because it is a reflection of what's coming from you. Okay, all that you have in your life, this is life holding up a mirror for all intents and purposes, holding up a mirror to you and to your life. So in other words, we've been talking about how the fact that fear can stop personal growth through relationships. And so if you look at your personal relationships, one of the things that I did share is that your personal relationships, that those relationships also, or your relationships, they are kind of a reflection of what's going on with you. They reflect what's going on inside you. And sometimes people can, let's say, get with a person who's emotionally abusive or physically abusive. And what you want to look at is what's going on with you. Because here's the thing, we can't really control other people's behavior. But what we can control is our behavior. We can control how we think, we can control how we respond or don't respond, and we can control what's going on inside of us. In other words, are you a person who plays a victim? If you play the victim, then you're going to be victimized. That's the reflection that's coming back at you. Are you a person who wants wealth, but you're struggling with lack of money? If you're struggling and you don't have the monies that you need, it's because inside of you, you don't see yourself as a wealthy, capable person who deserves what you are meant to have or what you say you want. Now, I know you might not like hearing this, and I mean this from the most honest standpoint. The truth of the matter is, if the beautiful part about this, I guess I should say, is that when it comes to the law of reflection, it's like looking in a mirror. If you look in a mirror and you see an overweight person, and then you go exercise, eat right, and do everything that you're supposed to do, and you lose weight, guess what? When you go back to the mirror, you're going to see a different body. So the beautiful part about the law of reflection is that it is protecting you. It is saving your life. It is showing you, listen, this is what life is giving you. Do you like what you're receiving? Do you like the reflection of that? And if you don't, you just change it. How do you change it? You change it by doing something very different. If you want to have more wealth, then you've got to develop a wealth mindset. You need to learn what that is instead of shunning money. Because here's the thing, I know people that want to have more money, but I listen to them and they put down wealthy people and they think that wealthy people are crooked. They think that wealthy people are bad and all wealthy people are not crooked and all wealthy people aren't bad. Okay, there are a few crooked ones, but you know what? That's not my call. The point is, I've met several wealthy people who started with nothing, and they worked their way up. They didn't steal it. They didn't take it from anybody. They worked for it. So they believed that they deserved to have wealth, and they were willing to put in the work. So my point is, if you don't have what you want, the law of reflection will show you exactly what it is you're not doing and what you're not getting. But here's the thing, once again, what it is showing you is that, listen, if what I'm showing you, if what's coming at you in your life or what you have in your life, you don't like what you see, then you can change it at any given time. So every universal principle that's out there, we can use it to our advantage. We can use it to deliver to ourselves the best life possible, to take our lives to a whole nother level. So the law of reflection is an amazing universal principle, and I encourage you to use it. Take a look at your life right now today. Are you where you want to be? Are you achieving on the level that you want to achieve on? Now, here's another kind of caveat that I have for you. Don't beat yourself up. No, I don't have what I want. I'm so awful. It's showing me that I'm the worst person ever. Don't even go there. Don't even go through that. Just kind of take the emotion out of it and see it for what it is. Money is not an emotional thing. Of course, it takes some emotions to generate it. But my point is money is an inanimate object. So you want to look at it just like that. Do I have enough money? No. Do I have enough money? Yes. Okay, I can take that one off my list. If you don't have enough money, what can I do to turn that around? See, keep it very logical for a period of time. Not too logical, because in order to make massive amounts of money, you need your imagination and creativity, which is, I believe, that's your right brain. But the point I'm making to you is that use the law of reflection to see your life as it is today, but also use your imagination to actually create a picture of how you want your life to be. Focus on how you want your life to be, and then go towards that. And then watch what the law of reflection does. It's going to reflect back to you everything you ever wanted, and you're going to have this amazing life. You're going to be excited about your life. You're going to make amazing contributions, and hey, you're going to be doing life with power. Listen, as we wrap up for today, I want to just point something out. Fear can stop your personal growth through relationships. And if you're not getting what you want, if you're afraid of connecting with people, if you're afraid of getting into a relationship because you got a divorce, even if you've been divorced like 20 times, okay, before you do that, go get some therapy. Let's see what's going on there. I'm just saying. But my point that I'm making to you is that look at really what's going on with your life, and don't let fear stop you through your personal relationships. If your relationships aren't where they want to be, and listen, I can tell you that that's something I had to learn. I had to learn how to really have better relationships, more wholesome relationships, more loving relationships. I had to be willing to love whether I was going to get love back. But one of the things that I discovered is that when I put love out there, it wasn't so conditional to the point where I actually kind of squeezed the love out of it and fear was at the forefront. But I put it out there and I came from the heart and I was genuine. And one of the things I found is that I've no shortage of friends and no shortage of any other kinds of relationships. You see, so it's all about you paying attention to what are you afraid of when it comes to relationships. I want to tell you, it's not cute when someone says, "Oh, you know, I've been in a relationship with before relationships and they've failed, so you know, I'm done with that." What are you doing? Shutting off from the world? That's not why you're here. I just want to make sure you know that and understand that the law of reflection is reflecting back to you that you are not living your life on the highest level and that you are not doing what it takes to do life with power. And as a result, you don't have the lifestyle that you want. You're not as happy. You're not as excited as you would like to be. And you're not as fulfilled as you would like to be. Hey, listen, that's all I have for you guys on this wonderful Wednesday. And I just want to remind you guys to stay tuned for the highlights. By the way, be sure to connect with me on my social media pages. I'm on Pinterest, LinkedIn, Twitter. Hey, tweet about our show. Let people know our show is growing, and I know it's because of all of you. So I want to take a moment to say thank you so much. And I still want to encourage you guys to give us the reviews on iTunes and to give us some reviews on Stitcher. Lots of you guys are listening to our show, and you are sending those amazing accolades to me, but I can't go on iTunes and post them for you. So take a moment and go to iTunes. Help others find our show so that they can get the information they need and put their strategies in place, because we're going towards the end of 2016. So help them put their strategies in place so that they can feel freer, feel excited, connect with the best of the best for their life, and so that they too can know how to do life with power. Here are our highlights. If you like the goal achievement strategies that we've been sharing with you on Designing Your Life Today, please take a moment to review our show on iTunes or Stitcher. Also, check out our website, designingyourlifetoday.com, and visit our savings and sources pages, and you can get lots of great information where you can find out how to take free courses, and you can get discounts on some of my favorite products that will help you to do life with power. Download free ebooks while you're on our website by going to designingyourlifetoday.com/resources. And hey, I want to ask you guys to share our show with a friend and invite them to listen in. You can download our show, you can post it on your Facebook page, you can send it out in an email, and it's all absolutely free. Connect with me on social media, and I would love to hang out with you guys on social media. You can find me on Facebook at Designing Your Life Today, and also you can find me under my name, Pat Council, on Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram. You guys, let's connect, let's make something great happen, and you know what to do. Do life with power.